Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
Dying well in a pandemic isn't easy. It takes planning and attention to detail. My beloved friend Fran struggled with serious chronic illness her entire life. She began planning for her death 20 years ago. Fran had spent plenty of time in hospitals over the years and always made the best of it. She charmed every staff member, provider, and even her hospital roommates. Fran never planned to die in a hospital, but the pandemic made that idea absolutely horrific. Fran was a woman of community and loved having friends and family nearby. When it became clear that her battle to survive was drawing to a close, Fran approached her care providers about the Death with Dignity Act. This 2016 California legislation allows terminal patients to access a cocktail of medication to end their lives. It's difficult to qualify. She had to demonstrate that her illness was terminal, that she was not being coerced, was not depressed, and was of sound mind and able to make such a permanent decision. Fran qualified easily. The medication sat in her closet for a year. It gave her peace of mind to know that each morning she was making a conscious choice to stick around. Last month, Fran asked her husband to get the medications down from the shelf in the closet. She called her friends and family, letting them know of her plan to take the medications that night. She got to say her goodbyes. With the pandemic raging, Fran allowed two friends to be as close to her side as social distancing allowed. Her brave husband sat beside her while she drank the cocktail and, faster than any of us expected, quietly and peacefully died. It was exactly as she had wanted it. While most people will not qualify for the Death with Dignity Act, many will choose to die at home. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced us to examine many of our practices, but perhaps none more carefully than how we die. In the United States, only about a third of us die at home. Now, during the pandemic, when dying in a hospital means dying alone, the idea of dying at home has taken on new meaning and urgency. Fran showed me just how beautiful that choice can be. With a perspective, I'm Laura Weil.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.